Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're holding an anti-demonstration on the quad at noon. I hope you can make it. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
We're going to have an anti-demonstration demonstration and chant. No more chanting. No more chanting.
I can get behind this.
Yeah.
That would be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
Speaking of the protests, Bill Maher had something to say about it on his HBO show Friday night.
No, you know Passover. It celebrates the exodus of the Jews in biblical times from Egypt. And nowadays it celebrates the exodus of the Jews from Columbia University. Yeah, when did Columbia become Kanye State? But campuses across the country are in chaos. The kids have put up all these tent encampments on the quads, and they won't come out of their tents. The authorities don't know what to do. They don't know how to get them out of their tents. I know how. Where do their phones die? They'll come out. kids, little tip, keep those tents. You're going to need them when you graduate.
Wow, shot there.
Jokes there, but Bill Maher goes on to agree with a lot of punditry across America of this is how you deal with it. You tell them you're going to get kicked out of college if you don't get off the lawn. And then if you don't get off the lawn after you're kicked out of college, you get arrested and you don't go to school here anymore. So that's how that ends.
Listen, Junior, you spent a great deal of time and your parents and taxpayers' money on getting your worthless degree. What if you didn't get your worthless degree at all, okay? Because that's what you're playing with. But again, as I said on the show many times, you've got to stop thinking about colleges and universities in the way we used to. You got an educational establishment and students coming eager to learn, get a degree. Now it's a huge amount of money for a worthless degree, and the purveyors of worthless degrees are not going to mess with their customer base by asking them to do anything. It's just not what it's about anymore.
Bill Maher's a Jew, you know.
I do know that, actually.
He's half Jewish, half Catholic.
That's right. I think I've heard him talk about that. He's an atheist himself, right?
Absolutely, and really, really hates religion.
So when I was a youngster on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, there was a big divest from South Africa movement. And there was at one point, I think, some tents on the quad or somewhere. And I was aware of it, and I think I sniffed around to figure out what they were protesting about or why they were sleeping in their tents. And I remember a distinct feeling of, that's interesting, but I got to go to class.
Yeah,
I want to see my girlfriend. I just good for you. But and I don't know whether I was like shallow and apathetic or wise beyond my years. But I thought I'm not going to spend my time doing that. I have things to do.
Yeah, I had a full time job all through college, so the idea of it would have been complete nonsense. But even with free time, I'm going to get involved in how the college spends its money just seems weird to me.
Right. And it's not like I was pro apartheid or wanted Nelson Mandela to stay in jail or anything like that. I just didn't I thought I don't have a role in this. I wouldn't be doing any good. So I didn't. And again, does that make me shallow and apathetic or wise beyond my years or both? I don't know.
Well, I don't know either.
I'm reminded of the city councils passing resolutions condemning something happening 6,500 miles or 8,000 miles away. You're a freaking city council. Fix the potholes. This is not your job. It's so obvious you're doing this to elevate your own self-worth or your own self-importance or to appear impressive. Everybody knows it. Stop it. I don't know.
Some of the college kids are hilariously uninterested in why they're there to protest, though. I saw more of those over the weekend. I guess it's just, you know.
They're just there to be there.
Yeah, nothing draws a crowd like a crowd. And I mean, especially for the guys, that's where the hot chicks are. Okay, well, I'm going. I don't care what it's for.
Honestly, I thought that piece that I shared part of that mentioned the COVID lockdowns and how lonely these kids are and how desperate they are for some sort of communal experience. I think that's not the main fuel for the fire, but that's a factor.
That's a hard thing to internalize, that you missed out on several years of that very important part of your life of being involved in anything. That'd been very strange. I didn't live through that. So.
Yeah, the only demonstrations I recall attending regularly were the annual Hash Wednesday on the quad, in which we peacefully advocated for the legalization of marijuana by getting stoned.
I would go to that,
again, entirely peaceful.
I gathered for quarter Fridays at the Golden Q regularly
to protest beer company price gouging,
to protest beer costing more than 25 cents. and because
it was really an anti-sobriety protest,
because I was the morning guy at the radio station, I got off early. So I would go and I would get there around noon and I would get a booth so that everybody else. Geez. So I was there for what? 4 hours before everybody else got there. Good Lord. I would get a booth there at quarter Friday because it got pretty crowded given the fact that beers were a quarter. I mean, and that's, I didn't realize I'm old and inflation, but that was cheap even then. I mean, that was dirt. That was like free even then. Man, that place got rowdy. It was a draft beer. So, you know, it's in a plastic cup, but it's still 25 cents a beer. Good Lord.
You're stealing it at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How do you make any money off of that? I guess, I don't even know how you come out ahead. Why did they even have you there? Do they make enough money off the pool tables? Or maybe buying burgers. Maybe enough people bought burgers when they got hungry.
Yeah, that had to be it. So I'm guessing that was like 1985, something like that?
Ish, yeah.
We'll say 1985. Hang on a second.
So he's going to do the inflation on what it would be now.
Yeah.
Oh, 85, the good old days.
long before you were born.
A quarter beer in 1985 would be a 73-cent beer.
So yeah,
in today's money.
So even in today's money, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and round up to 75 cents and get our drink on.
Oh, my God. People would be laying on the floor that you had to step over. And nobody even thought about it. Just like, you got to step over that girl on the way to the bathroom and step over her again on the way back.
Oh, my God.
She's taking a nap. She's tired.
Yes, but the difference or the key point is, Katie, we had to go to class and learn stuff and prove we knew it on tests and actually studied a lot. So that's changed.
People slumped over with vomit on their shirts. Good times.
And now you learn nothing and chant in favor of terrorists. The college experience has definitely changed.
Well, I guess that's it. Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.